The U.S. Commerce Department says soaring prices for food, gas, and other everyday needs pushed consumer spending higher than expected in March. Spending rose 0.4%, double the increase economists predicted. But analysts say the increase is actually much less when adjusted for inflation. Meanwhile, claims for unemployment benefits rose by 35,000 to 380,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. That was a much bigger increase than expected. April's unemployment report is expected on Friday. Economists believe it will show the jobless rate rising to 5.2%, with the economy losing jobs for a fourth straight month. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the seventh time since September in an effort to stimulate the economy. Kenneth Rogoff is an economics professor at Harvard University. He says preventing a recession is a daunting task.
We're still in a very slow economy. It's just not over. The Fed can only do so much.
Susan Wachter is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
It's quite possible that we'll get out of this with slowdown or mild recession, and that is much to be hoped for because the alternative could very much be a prolonged and deep and serious recession.
Crude oil prices dropped more than $3 a barrel Thursday as the U.S. dollar grew stronger against the euro and other currencies. But average prices for gasoline keep rising across the U.S. A new survey shows a record of nearly 95 cents per liter for regular unleaded. Robert Raphael, VOA News.